Welcome to a new edition of the Yearly Fantasy Challenge podcast. I'm Javi Gancedo, and I'm here with my co-host, finally, Frankie Sachs. How are you doing?
It's good to be back. I was away for far too long.
All right. Well, it's been, the time you've been away, I see that your team has been doing pretty well. Mine has been horrible until now, and Nick Calithes tried to help me last week, but it wasn't the best help in the world, let's say. But we have a situation this week, and I'd like you to explain. There's a postponed game. Maccabi and Real Madrid postponed their game. What's going to happen? How does Fantasy Challenge work in this situation?
So, as in going back to the rules that we had during the COVID-19 outbreak, whenever there is a suspended or a postponed games, all the players get their average points that they have until that season for the same price that they are worth. So, in this case, I know that you want to talk about the Real Madrid centers, one of whom is worth a little bit less and gives you a lot more points, one of who costs a lot of points and is not going to give you that many points. So why don't you tell us about the centers?
Well, it's very simple. Right now, Tavares, for some reason, he's playing really well in the Spanish league. He got MVP of October honors. But right now in fantasy, he averages 5.5 credits, which right now would be his score next week for 14 credits. So right now he's probably the player to avoid. On the other hand, Poirier is cheaper, 11.5 credits, but gives you 18.7 points. If you put him as captain, that doubles to 37.4. If you want to play conservative, Poirier is a very good choice. In any case, Tavares is... it's not recommended this week. If you haven't, please use those 14 credits anywhere else because right now it's not his time to be in your team.
I don't think that there's that many players on either Maccabi or Real Madrid who I would have on my team this week. In fact, on my current team, I have none. I think that if you're looking to pick up some points at your bench, you can always look at Tamir Bladder or John Di Bartolomeo who are not that expensive and giving you 8 or 10 points respectively, even if you just want to put that on your bench. But aside from that, there's no real extreme value that you want to have.
I'm checking. Yabusele is the highest ranked player, 18.98, almost 19 for 13 credits. For less than 10 credits, the highest ranked is Tamir Vlad, like you said, 10.8 points for 72 point credits. So, well, there's no big bargains like, okay, what happened with Mirotic in round two, let's say. But sure. If you want to, like I said, if you want to play safe, players like Yabusele, like Nebo, like Campazzo, and especially Poirier are good choices this week. I'm not going for that. I only have Di Bartolomeo because I'm keeping him from last week, and I really cannot trade him because I have other urgencies, but it is what it is. Oh, by the way, before I forget, there's one thing. I guess that a lot of people saw that the fantasy leader is called Michalis Pelecanos, like the player. So I checked with him in case he was a player. He's not. It's just a guy with the same name, but he has volunteered to be in the podcast, so we'll see if we bring him or not, but it would be nice.
Always nice to hear more opinions, especially people who are in first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, so round six. I guess that we should recommend some players. If you had to pick one star, only one star out of every team in the EuroLeague, who would you pick this week?
If credits meant nothing, if I could just go and it didn't affect the rest of my team, I'd go with Mike James. The only reason to doubt Mike James at all is because Jordan Lloyd is coming back and how will it affect it. So I would expect a pretty good game from Mike James, who's having a fantastic season. It's not, yeah. You know, this is just a motivation on top of a guy who's already an MVP candidate.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be original here. I'm going to go for the evaluation leader, Nikola Mirotic. He's been fantastic. He also played well in the Italian league this weekend. His team is not winning, but he's putting all the effort, and he's averaging almost 30 fantasy points per game. So, playing at home against a high scoring team like Monaco, I would go for him. Even when I cannot really afford him, I try to see how I could fit him in. But I'm going with a different option in my team. But If I could, I would buy Mirotić for sure.
So for the sake of our viewers, I will just say I had Mirotić on my team as the captain last week. I'm a big believer in him, but I cut him. Why? Because he's playing a EuroLeague game on Tuesday against Maccabi. No other teams are playing two EuroLeague games this week, just them. And he's going to play against one of the best defenders. I'm sure John Brown will be all over him. So while I think that Mirotić is a guy who you want to have in your team almost every week, if there's a week not to have him, this is the week that I would not have him. And for my team, I cut him this week.
Okay, let's talk about our players and what we had last week, because you had a fantastic week. But before that, let's recommend a player under 10 credits. So people, you know, can afford these stars that can make the difference.
So my choice at 9.7 credits is from Baskonia, Sidokurskis, with the one caveat that I do want to see if Chima Moneke will play or what will happen even potentially with the coaching situation in Baskonia and get a feel for that as the games come closer. But if it looks like Moneke is not at 100%, then I think that Sidokurskis is having a great season. He comes off a huge game in the Spanish League. I think he had a 27 PAR. Over the weekend in the Spanish League. He's rebounding. He's contributing everywhere. He's getting minutes. So unless there's a reason to see that will change, if he's getting those minutes, he's going to produce. And at 9.7 credits, I think you have to have him.
I'm going to go for Dinos Mitoglou. I guess that all the attention is going to be on Juancho Hernan Gomez because he plays his brother Billy. And, there's a lot of buzz around this game because of the Hernan Gomez showdown. Mitoglou comes off a very good game. He had especially the second half against Baskonia, and I don't know. I think that he can play four, he can play five. He's versatile. He can shoot the three, and even when he plays in a tough place like Palau de la Grana, I'm gonna go with Mitoglou. I think at 9.7 credits, he's still very, very undervalued. So that's it. Okay, let's take a look at our teams. My team. Last week's team, round five teams on the screen. You see that if it weren't for Toko Sangelia, I'd be completely doomed. Nick Alethes had a zero PAR. If you're watching, Nick, you promised you would do better. So I'm kind of pissed off. No, just kidding. But he recommended Wolcup and Smith, who did well. Just that Tavares didn't have a good game, and I think that I paid a big price for it. I had to play Virutis, who did even worse. So overall, I only got 123 points, lost a little bit of money, 0.2 credits, and I'm ready to bounce back, but it's going to take a while. It's not going to be easy. Let's say that it was a good chance for me to improve my team with unlimited trades. Plus, the players that everybody owns, like Abramovich, like Mirotić, like Thiemann, they all played really well and are not in my team. So I think I paid a very high price for that. On the other hand, you had a very good week, right?
I had a very good week. Unfortunately, I'm feeling like I should have had a better week because I did not. I had some personal issues on Friday. I never updated my team, and I wound up with Keenan Evans and Toko Sengelia on my bench. And I had John DiParlamento at 0 points and Oscar Da Silva at 2 points in my lineup. So I missed having 225 points, but nonetheless, I had 197. Strong week. I had a lot of the guys that everybody else had. I had Mirotić as the MVP, Thiemann, Avramovic, Luis Olinde. And a lot of those guys are guys that I think you have to ride the wave with them right now. I understand you don't want to be part of the group thinking you want to zig where everyone else is zagging. But when somebody's in the zone, there's no reason to run away from him. And some of those guys right now are playing their best basketball.
Right. I agree. Well, let's see what we do for round six then. Let's start with the coach. I'm going to keep Luka Banky. Virtus is playing well. They play at home. I have no reason to trade him, basically. I think they're in a good winning streak. They won the last four. So I think I'm going to keep Banky until they lose, basically.
I'm going to go with Mumbro from Valencia. Valencia is playing great, and I'm starting to buy in.
Yeah, and they just beat Barcelona in the Spanish League at home. So, yeah, they're in a very good shape. So let's see. Which choice are you going to make?
So I'm cutting Di Bartolomeo and Da Silva, and I'm cutting Mirotić. Mirotic, as I explained earlier, why, and then the other two, because once I cut Mirotic and didn't want to go for a huge star, and I wanted to go for a number of quality players, and I was able to make up the difference points-wise, I'm getting as my forwards, Sedokarskis, who we already discussed, Roland Smits, who's also playing great, consistent, and Paris Lee, who I think that... I guess in a column last week that perhaps the player who might benefit the most from the coaching change at Aswell might be Frank Jackson, but Paris Lee had a great game in the EuroLeague, had another strong game in the French League. Maybe he's the guy that's going to become the benefit the most from having a point guard as a set coach. So at, I believe, 10.9 credits, I thought that he was worth the gamble. And if that does become the case, then he's also somebody who I want to ride the wave for several weeks.
All right, well, I'm trading Tavares, obviously, because, like I said, he's not a good option this week. You only get 5.5 credits. I'm trading Kalithis because he has a zero and I need the money to buy another guard. And I'm trading Smits, the player that you're buying, because I think there's a better solid option at forward. I'm buying Milutinov, for sure, playing against Fenerbahce. I think he's going to do well against Motley and Papagiannis. I'm buying Abramovic because Kevin Panther is out. And therefore, I think he's going to play a lot of minutes. And he's a good per-minute PAR guy, so I think he's going to be all right. And then my best signing for the week is Siobhan Shields. Like you said, they played back-to-back games this week. But I think he's going to do well. I think he matches up pretty well against Monaco. And I trust that. I mean, I trust him so much that I'm putting him captain over Milutinov in the first round of games. I'm keeping for Friday, I'm keeping Grigonis, Abramovich, and Sengeli on the bench. So not bad at all.
We will see. We will see.
Yeah, and I was waiting for you to come back to tell this. You know, it's a funny story about the first edition of the Fantasy Challenge. We had Ricardo Pittis as... our guest. It was like the celebrity team that people competed against. And Pittis was doing very well. He was top 50 at some point. He finished, I think, 130th overall. And everybody was praising Pittis for his fantasy challenge skills and everything. But it's time to reveal 20 years later that it was me. Pittis never made the team. It was me making the trades. So a lot of people suspected it, but yeah.
If only you were a good basketball player as he was.
Yeah. Oh man, he was unbelievable. And he was nice enough to come to the. We presented the Fantasy Challenge here in Barcelona with a press conference, and he came and made his team, a team that I already had given him. Like, okay, this is going to be your starting lineup. I remember I had a conversation with him. He's like, look, do you want to manage the team or do you want me to manage the team? And he said, are you going to do well? He's like, I think I'll do well. I said, okay, you'll do it. And yes, I did. So that's it. I never played this well, Fantasy Challenge. I think it was my highest finish ever. And it wasn't under my name. So it is what it is.
The question is, why don't you play under his name every year?
might be a solution, man, because I'm really struggling this year. But I really hope to bounce back this week. I think the team looks pretty good. So we'll see how it goes.
We wish you luck.
Anyway, Frankie. Yeah, thank you. Well, Frankie, wrap it up. Thank you for coming back, and I'll see you next week. And see you guys next week. Anything to add?
That's it. Everybody stay safe, and good luck this week.
All right. Take care. See you.